Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Lord of hosts, how lovely thy tabernacles are. For them my heart is yearning in banishment afar. My soul is longing, fainting, thy sacred courts to see. My heart and flesh are crying, O living God, for thee. And what follows, Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Samuel 9. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 2 Samuel 9. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, He is in the house of Maker, the son of Amiel and Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Maker, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. We hope to remember in prayer with Mr. Ken Both, who was in Bethesda with inflammation of the bones. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy goodness and in thy long suffering to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day, and then each Lord's Day, that we may remember that Christ is risen indeed. And may that be experienced in a special way in this morning hour. Lord, then thou hast crowned the earth with thy blessings and with thy goodness. In the midst of all the trials of life, for us and our children, then in the past week, then thou hast provided, thou hast spared, thou hast protected, thou hast cared. Ah, Lord, may we be given to see it, and that our heart may become soft by the first time and by renewal under all thy blessings, that it may bring us at a low place, a humble place, at thy footstool, confessing our sins and our unworthiness with a desire that thou may be praised. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that it is not to be found in the heart of the natural man, although by thy common goodness 'tis still a blessing, when there may be a softness of heart under thy goodness and under thy callings, under thy word. But the natural heart shall not be brought at thy feet of self. Ah, Lord, that is thy work, and to that end, may it please thee to remember us in this morning and in this day, where not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel, the sacrament of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ hopes to be administered in our midst. And then a week of preparation has come to an end. And then every heart is an open book before thee, ah, Lord, for those that see no need for examination, where with their mind they are given to confess that they are unconverted. No room for them at the table. May it please thee in this service that thou may truly make it reality for them, that they may be given to see what an awful thing it is to stand outside unconverted, without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world. Ah, Lord, pour out thy Holy Spirit, convert what is unconverted. Wilt thou spare that we built not upon sandy foundations, but, ah, Lord, for thy true people? Then in a week of preparation, thou also knowest how it has been. May there have been those souls with thy drawing love, with the holy desire and with the longing to sit at the table to eat and sup with the King. Oh, what a privilege it is when in a week of preparation that the hearts may begin to burn, the prayers multiplied, faith exercised concerning what is necessary. Oh, poor sinners, by an eye of faith to be given to look upon that precious mediator who has suffered and died, and who in his love has instituted this sacrament, that their faith may be strengthened and that their lives may be made more holy. But, ah, Lord, thou also knowest that the wiles of the devil can be many, and that in a week of preparation that hellish wolf, that he can come with those pointed and sharp questions, that thy children become so distraught that they end up in the turbulent waters of afflictions, the waves of thy wrath. Then what a privilege it is when it may be used, that thy sheep, that they may be driven at the feet of the great shepherd, to receive some instruction and to hear those blessed fear nots, to be given to see what it has cost the good shepherd to redeem his sheep that he has paid the price, which is so beautiful typified, oh, the sign and the seal of the covenant, the broken bread and the poured out wine. Ah, Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth, that also on such a morning, that they may be given to beg, Lord, draw me, and we will run after thee, Lord. Thou knowest who are thine. Thou knowest who have a divine right. Wilt thou thyself set a watch round about thy table? Because it is thy table and it is thy glory. Ah, Lord, may it then please thee that thy special favor, thy special blessing, and thy special presence, thy special speaking, may be experienced in our midst, that thou may make this house truly a Bethel, as thou wast done in the life of a Jacob, O a fleeing Jacob, in that dark night, and where he was given to behold that ladder between the heavens and the earth, the angels ascending and descending, all pointing to Emmanuel, God with us, thy dear Son who would come in the fullness of time, Lord, we humbly ask thee to grant unto thy true people, oh, that spiritual appetite, and that they may be filled. Ah, thou wast promised that in thy word, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And thou wast given that royal command, do this in remembrance of me. Lord, we commend unto thee all the special needs. Remember the mourning ones, the mourning family that is waiting for official confirmation that the funeral may be held. Wilt thou uphold them, sanctify the calling with all other mourning ones. Remember the elderly ones. Remember the sick and afflicted ones. The father that was taken to Bethesda with great pain and discomfort, then it seems that the doctors have indicated an inflammation of the bone, and where he hopes to go for further examination in some weeks, we may acknowledge thee for the improvement, also concerning the pain which thou hast given. And, O Lord, above all, remember him with his dear wife, and that this special calling, that it may be sanctified, used for the saving of souls. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. And now in this morning, our Lord, then we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help, with the proclamation of thy holy word and the administration of the sacrament, we humbly ask thee in this hour that thou may bless the singing, the reading of thy holy law, the proclamation of thy testimony, the reading of the form for the administration of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also the administration of the sacrament for the strengthening of the faith of thy people. Oh, may it be granted that they may experience that sweet communion, Lord, with thee, and that they may receive a deeper, a further instruction concerning the meditorial work, the dying love of thy dear Son, a Lord, concerning word and sacrament. It all awaits the application
of thy Holy Spirit. O wilt also send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. Take away everything that could be a hindrance. O Lord, be then a surprising God in this hour. May it be an unforgettable service. May it be a service for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy great and worthy name. O wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 241, the stanzas 1 through 4. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows, Psalter 241, the first four stanzas.
In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 2 Samuel 9, at the 11th verse, the last part. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Our text words speak of Mephibosheth eating at the king's table for Jonathan's sake. Three thoughts. In the first place, the rich king of the table. Secondly, the humble guest invited to the table. And thirdly, the reason for the table. Mephibosheth eating at the king's table for Jonathan's sake. The rich king of the table, the humble guest invited to the table, and the reason for the table. Thus first, the rich king of the table. Beloved congregation, we have heard on Wednesday evening hour of the life of Mephibosheth as a clear type of the leadings of the Lord with his true children. Mephibosheth dwelling in Lodabar, unable and unwilling to come to King David in Jerusalem. But then it was for Jonathan's sake, the covenant that has been made between David and Jonathan, that David has given orders that a Mephibosheth would be brought from Lodabar to the city of Jerusalem. And so it is in the life of the church, that council of peace, where the Father has chosen a church, Christ has given himself to be the mediator, to glorify the attributes of his Father. And so Christ was made the way back to the Father. And then in the moment of the Lord's good pleasure, then the Lord sends his messengers with law and gospel. And that message is accompanied with the work of the Holy Spirit. And then they are brought to Jerusalem, the one more drawn, the other driven, but free in sovereign grace. And then we have heard on that way to Lodabar, to Jerusalem, that Mephibosheth was won over for David, and that he has come to Jerusalem. And now we read in our text, as for Mephibosheth, said the king. Then first a few words concerning the king of the table. And the king of the table of the covenant has said unto his church, do this in remembrance of me. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit to reveal that precious and great king to a poor and a needy sinner as the way to be saved. When we consider the types in the scriptures, then there is no type perfect, and there can be no type that signifies the precious Lord Jesus Christ. It is only in part when we think of the temple. Then it was the temple furniture, it was the altars, it was the sacrifices,
It was the priest, the high priest, the clothing of the priest. It all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ that was to come. And so also in our type, not in perfection, do we not read in the New Testament that Christ is all in all. And so in our text, then in our text words, then we may see when we consider that covenant with Jonathan, David as a type of the Father, Jonathan as a type of Christ, but now in the table of the covenant, oh, then the king, then he takes the place of David, and then he takes the place of Jonathan, because the greater Jonathan has risen from the dead, and in his great compassion, then he has instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper for a people with a desire to have their strength faithened and their lives more holy. And now when we read the king's table, then King David, that in many ways he is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, although only in part David, that means beloved. And so the Father in Matthew 3 and in John 12, then he has spoken, this is my beloved son. David was born in Bethlehem, that means bread house. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, Micah 5 verse 2, and thou Bethlehem Ephratah. Then we further read of David, that Samuel has anointed him with a horn of oil. And so the greater David, he has been anointed by the Holy Spirit with wisdom, power, and holiness. Of David we read that he was persecuted. Oh, the battle with Goliath, that giant. We read of the greater David in Matthew 4 that he was tempted by the devil. And David was persecuted further in his life. Then David first humiliated before he was exalted. Oh, David was a rich king, nothing compared to the greater David, because unto him I read in Matthew 28 verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. The king is everything at his disposal, and he gives unto his children their daily bread. Oh, of David we read that he was also a merciful king. Of course, nothing compared to the greater David, who was willing to suffer and die, typified at the table of the covenant, that his people may be saved. Thus then it is clear, it is not a perfect type, it is only in part, because the greater David, the king of the table, the king that has instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, he was willing to leave his father's house. He was willing to assume our human nature. Oh, his unfathomable love and willingness declared at the table of the covenant for his sheep, for his children. Then he was willing to suffer and die, but he has risen again, and he has instituted the sacrament. Oh, concerning that king, and O people of God, may it be granted in this morning concerning the king, because do this in remembrance of me. Then the psalmist of old has declared, my heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men, and grace is poured upon his lips. Oh, that is also concerning the invitation, concerning the table of the covenant. What tender and precious invitations in the word of God. And now for the cripple Mephibosheth, oh, a desire to sit at the king's table. But when we consider the love of the king for his children, oh, that desire that is more vehement than the desire and love of a sheep, because he read that Christ has declared before he has suffered, before he has died at the end of his journey here below, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And now the question, who are now the guests for the table of the king? The Lord has a people where that has become the question. That must be the question also in a week of preparation and in this morning hour, because the Lord has a people upon the earth that has received a solemn impression that it is a holy table of the holy king, instituted for a holy purpose. And when they are given to see who they are, then that Mephibosheth is not a strange matter for them. Our second thought, the humble guest invited to the table. And now for the true invited guests, that wonder becomes so great, and it only becomes greater that such lay Mephibosheth ruined everything, sinned everything away, that it is written in our text, as for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Then Mephibosheth has experienced that he was so much unlike the king. But David undoubtedly, because usually children, a certain resemblance of their parents. Then when Mephibosheth has come, then undoubtedly it is not all written in God's word, but then he was given to see the reflection of the image of Jonathan. And so it is also in the life of his people, because they read in Romans 8 verse 29 that they become conformable to the image of Christ. Then we have heard that when Mephibosheth, when he has come before David, that he has fallen on his face, that he was given to bow, and that is a bowing under the justice of God. The Spirit teaches them their sinnership. The Spirit shows who the Lord is, that he is so just and holy, that he can have no communion with sin. Then we have heard it, that in Mephibosheth, that he was talked out and worked out. He was silent, given to bow under the justice of God. But we have heard that in Mephibosheth, he has heard his name, Mephibosheth. And so those invited guests, then they may hear their life declared out of God's holy word, the marks of grace, the leading of his people in the way of discovery, in the way of revelation, also concerning the holy supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have heard it, oh, a confession, thy servant, that is the gratitude, that is love, that is a willingness to walk in the ways of the Lord. In that way they begin to reflect the image of the greater Jonathan. Oh, it is clear that Mephibosheth was a trembling sinner. He had many fears, worthy of death, worthy to be cast away. No right to sit at the king's table. But then David has said, fear not. Oh, those fear nots in the scriptures, approximately 66 times. Oh, what a precious fear nots for poor and needy sinners, sinners that have sinned everything away. Then the greater David, then he is given to say to his children, oh, fear not. And then what a reasons there are in the scriptures that the king declares it unto his children. And then we read further, oh, the mystery, how could it now be for one that has dwelt in Lodabar, one that has sinned everything away? We have heard it on Wednesday evening that David was given to declare, and David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. Oh, then a David was given to open it up. Then he was given to speak of his father. It was for Jonathan's sake, that covenant they had made in the field, and that was a particular covenant that concerned the seed of Jonathan. Oh, that concerned that little Mephibosheth when he was a little boy, but now he has become older, all for Jonathan's sake. And to that end, an invitation to the king's table, do this in remembrance of me. Ah, that is the saving work of the Holy Spirit, young and old. Matters need to be experienced. That love needs to be shed abroad in our heart. We need to receive those new desires and those new longings. We need to become a sinner in the sight of that holy and majestic God. We need to know what it is to be a lost sinner. We need to become a sinner that does not know how to be saved. Impossible from their side, worthy of death. But oh, then it is the saving work of the Holy Spirit, because there can be emotions and feelings. But oh, the work of the Spirit, that is to make room in the heart of such needy and poor sinners, for the greater Jonathan, for his sake, what he has done to save his church, that he has come upon the earth, that sinners may be saved. And then we read further, because in our text, this is the third time that it is spoken concerning the king's table, that Mephibosheth must eat, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And then, and he bowed himself. It's the second time. Also a mark of grace. When it is experienced in the heart by the work of the Spirit, then there shall also be that second bowing. And that second bowing, that is a bowing of bewilderment. The grace of the Lord for such a one. A bowing in the dust, who maketh thee to differ? And for the true child of God, wonder only becomes greater. What a message for Mephibosheth, one guilty of death, brought to Jerusalem, bowing under his justice, and now that second bowing, that is a bowing of bewilderment. And then Mephibosheth has declared, what is thy servant? Do you hear it? A confession, a choice. When the Lord works, then we make that choice. Oh, it is true, they have to confess, unprofitable servants, not servants. as they ought to be, but that people may say before an all-knowing God, Lord, thou knowest my desire to be a servant and a handmaiden, that may walk in thy ways, that may have a place in the sheepfold of the good shepherd, and that thy name may be glorified. Then Mephibosheth, those guests, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Old Testament, dogs were unclean animals, many times roamed the street, disliked, not profitable. Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, when David as a lad has come to him, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And in 1 Samuel 24, David under persecution, then he was given to speak that he was but a dead dog, and why should Saul persecute him? And now Mephibosheth, what humble and low thoughts for a living dog in the Old Testament, was despised. And now to say a dead dog, no purpose, no use, a dead dog that stinks, needs to be buried. Thus humble and low thoughts that Mephibosheth was given to express. For David, what profit would he receive of that lame Mephibosheth? Could not labor on his fields, in his vineyards, could not be a soldier, unprofitable. And then we see the great love of David. The true child of God learns to be thus unprofitable, and when they may be profitable, that is through the meritorial work of Christ, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that they may be given to labor in his kingdom, walk in his ways, and extol his great and worthy name. Thirdly, the reason for the table, and that was only and solely for Jonathan's sake. And Jonathan, we have heard it Wednesday evening, it means the gift of Jehovah. And so the greater Jonathan, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have heard that Jonathan has taken off his robes and given them to David. Oh, the greater Jonathan, it is declared in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper what he has done, in that broken bread, in that poured out wine, the greater Jonathan willing to come upon the earth that his people may be saved. All for a Mephibosheth was clearly declared for Jonathan's sake. Therefore, each time by renewal, a Mephibosheth may sit at the table of King David. Oh, at the table of the covenant, a greater Jonathan is here, the Lord Jesus Christ, the beloved Son of the Father, his unfathomable love, his willingness, that he was willing to come upon this earth. He was willing to be persecuted. He was willing to suffer. He was willing to shed his precious blood. He was willing that his body would be broken, that for those Mephibosheth who have sent everything away, never asked for the Lord, but the Lord has asked for them, because justice must be satisfied. Oh, the table of the covenant that speaks of justice and that speaks of mercy, and that both have been glorified. Oh, then it is pleased the greater Jonathan for a people where the Spirit has made that name so necessary, suitable and precious. Oh, then it is pleased the greater Jonathan to institute the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, the broken bread and the poured out wine, for the strengthening, for the nourishing of his true people. Oh, that they may experience that sweet communion, Lord, with thee. And to that end, oh, we read in the Song of Solomon 2:4, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Oh, the bride is also prayed, draw me, and we will run after thee. Then the greater Jonathan declares, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Psalter 112, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Withhold not thou thy grace from me, O Lord, thy mercy let me see. To me thy loving kindness show, thy truth be still my stay. And what follows, Psalter 112, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Beloved congregation, we have heard on the Lord's Day evening out of our Heidelberg Catechism, a Lord's Day 51 of precious things concerning the fifth petition, matters which are necessary to attend the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we have heard the confession of a poor sinner, a sinner that has experienced the exceeding sinfulness of sin. And with everything that the sinner has experienced, a poor sinner yet exercised with a depravity that cleaves unto the sinner. Then we have heard of the confession of a sinner, where that mediator has been revealed, and by a God-given faith given to trust, oh, the preciousness of that Savior, that he shall not impute his sins unto the sinner, but that the Lord Jesus Christ, the instructor, has confessed for the sake of Christ's blood. Then we have also heard in that explanation a gratitude, a desire to live unto the Lord. We have heard out of 2 Samuel 9 a beautiful type of the way that the Lord leads a sinner, calls a sinner. Oh, we have heard from Lodabar, that parched place, and that King David has fetched Mephibosheth, otherwise he would have never come, and that he was brought to Jerusalem in the presence of King David, that he was given to bow, that he was given to fall on his face, and that King David was given to reveal wonderful and amazing matters to Mephibosheth. And when Mephibosheth hath heard it, that he has bowed himself so low, given to confess that he was but a dead dog. And then Mephibosheth has heard 3 times that Mephibosheth, as a son of Saul, as a son of Jonathan, that he must eat at the king's table continually, and that for Jonathan's sake. A beautiful type of the way that the Lord holds with his people. Oh, a beautiful type of the greater David, for Jonathan's sake, that there is a way to be saved. And now the greater Jonathan, in his great love, always has declared that he had great desire to eat the last Passover with his disciples. And now in this morning hour by renewal, then the table of the covenant may be prepared. And then by renewal, all things are ready, and the Master calleth thee. Is there then a people in our midst, oh, that can and that may not deny that the greater Jonathan, that he has become so necessary, so suitable and so precious. Oh, a people that has experienced that they have been called out of Lodabar by irresistible grace, placed upon the chariot of King David, and brought to the holy city of Jerusalem, they're given to adore, and they're given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Then we have clearly heard of that Mephibosheth, that he was drawn out of Lodabar, one that takes place in our life. Then it is irresistible grace, drawn by the cords of love, Then we shall be given to confess thy servant and thy handmaiden a desire to walk in the ways of the Lord. Then those servants and those handmaidens, they shall be uncovered deeper and deeper, learn that they can never satisfy justice. But oh, the wonder, when that greater Jonathan may be revealed, when it may be declared unto them that there is a Savior who has come upon this world, who has suffered and died, that his body was broken and his blood has flowed, all for such a people, because do this in remembrance of me. We also read in the scriptures where there is also spoken of dogs. The Canaanitish woman, she has heard of Jesus, that he could save to the uttermost. Ah, she has come. She has worshipped. She has declared her case. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples send her away, for she crieth after us. And Jesus has said that he has not come but for the lost house of Israel. And then she has come, Lord, help me. And then Jesus has declared that it was not fit to give unto the dogs the bread of the children. Is there such a needy soul in our midst? And then she was given to confess to the Lord Jesus Christ, truth Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs under the master's table. Is there such a soul in my midst? Oh, even to receive unworthy a place at the table, but even if they may have a place under the table, as a little dog, to receive even a little crumb of the King. Oh, to even be under the table, to hear the voice of the King, to receive that sustenance of the King, even a crumb. If there is such a soul who can and may not deny that Jesus has become necessary and precious unto them, all given to see that he can save to the uttermost even a sinner as they, then in this morning hour, then the invitation may go out, not only a place under the table, but a place at the table. Oh, Almighty, a merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast of thine infinite mercy given us thine only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal, and that thou givest us lively faith whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain his holy supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 427, stanza 8. Thou art my God, I will extol thee and magnify thy majesty. My God, in glory none excel thee. Thy praise be to eternity and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following. The first wedding announcement of Cornell Jared Liefing and Lindsay Walina DeWild. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 427, stanza 8. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee
and give thee peace. Amen.